This is Harold Hendrick, honored and pleased, really, from the blessing of God to allow me to bring to you wonderful people that the Lord has saved and is using, and to be reminded that the Holy Spirit who lives within each one of us who's born again connects with the Holy Spirit in each other. And that's what Jesus prayed for, was for unity in the body of Christ in that context. Delighted to have a dear sister, a friend of many years. She is Kay Meyer. Kay, you've been broadcasting. You've been leading a ministry, Family Shield Ministries, for a long time.
Yes.
Thank you for us having some radio time together, just you and me right now.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, Kay, I don't know if you want to talk about it. I didn't bring this up earlier. You've had some really difficult times in your adult life. Do you want to mention that? Or
sure, I can. Yes,
let our listeners know. I would have cut this out in the editing if you said no. But I, you know, you've got a story that just is hard to believe. Go ahead, Kay.
Yeah, well, my husband and I have three children, and I still say we have three children. We had our two sons passed away. Our oldest son in 2009, Kevin. And our youngest son 8.5 months later from cancer, Jeff. And so, yeah, we understand how very, very difficult it is to lose a child. It's something that nobody ever wants to happen, but it does happen at times. And God continues even today to walk with us through our grieving process and through the challenges. We are very thankful that we have a daughter as well, Corrine, and three grandchildren in Texas.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, it's definitely not something anyone ever wants to go through, but sometimes horrible and tragic things like that do happen.
Well, I want to thank you, Kay, because, first of all, that was not in the script, so to speak, as far as what I had in mind, but it popped in my head that this painful story that you're talking about, and I think the Lord would use it because you could be bitter and mean and mad and cursing God and all the rest, and here you are, a sweet-spirited Christian serving Him, and that blesses me, and it has to speak to the reality of Jesus to all our listeners. Thank you for that, Kay Meyer.
You bet.
Kay, I wanted to mention that folks can find more about your ministry at FamilyShieldMinistries.com, FamilyShieldMinistries.com. Kay does broadcasting. She is on our AM station, which is what I'm on, AM 1320 in St. Louis, Bot Radio Network owned. And you're on, I believe it's 10 o'clock Saturday morning, each Saturday morning, right, Kay Meyer?
That's right. That is exactly right, 10 o'clock on Saturday morning.
And you surprised me when you said you're on a lot of other stations, too.
Oh, yes.
Tell us about that. Give us a summary.
Yeah. Well, we're on 51 stations around the country. And God has just blessed us as we tried to expand and then pulled back because of financial challenges. But God helped us to find a partner that would assist us in distributing the program and being able to air the program on 51 stations in 25 states.
So, my goodness.
A list of those are on our website, and they're all, of course, at different times and different days. But we are very thankful to the Lord for His blessing through this part of our ministry.
So at the website she references, FamilyShieldMinistries.com, to find out, you know, the interesting point of, my goodness, over the half the states in the country. Kay, we hadn't done radio together in a long time. With all the focus, as we're broadcasting this Ferguson tragedies in recent weeks, and yet I have seen a great, intense coming together, seeking God for prayer, repentance, trying with the desperate world conditions and the mess that our country's in so many areas, there seems to be a real hunger for seeking God in prayer. Now, by nature of our program, it has to be kind of overview or magazine format, but you promised you would, at my request, give us some helpful points that would maybe assist us in our quiet time, our prayer lives. Kay Meyer, give us some of your wisdom that God has given you.
Well, prayer is so critical. It is our way to connect to God. And He walks with us through all of our challenges, as I said at the beginning. And when we do, and we're doing a prayer seminar in November here in St. Louis.
Of 2014.
When we do that, we like to help people improve their prayer life because, Harold, you know a lot of people are just very superficial in their prayer, and maybe they share privately or with a small group, but we need to really be fervent in prayer. And a lot of what we do is saying, what does God's Word say about prayer? And it talks about individual prayer, small group prayer, and corporate prayer. But fervent prayer in Acts 12, 3 to 12, I love the story of the disciples who were fervently praying that Peter would be released from prison. And I think fervent prayer is something that Christians need to learn how to do. And this was a group of people praying fervently. But when Peter ended up miraculously being released from prison, they didn't believe it.
I find humor in that. They say, Lord, deliver Peter, and he shows up, and they didn't believe it.
The door, and there they were, and the servant girl went and heard his voice and ran back and said, it's Peter, and they said, no.
No way, huh?
I mean, they're praying fervently, but God can do miracles like that as we learn how to pray, as we pray together. And as you talk about Ferguson, I mean,
yes,
there is nothing that's going to heal all of the ills of our country except Jesus Christ, gospel message.
Thank you for that.
And so we need to be praying about this, and we need to not only be praying, but to be sharing that gospel message of Jesus Christ, because I don't think there's anything that God desires more than that people know His Son and know Him personally. And that's what can happen as we learn more about prayer, because prayer is our personal relationship and communication with God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so, you know, when we pray, we kind of have to start with, hey, you better first say, God, I'm sorry, I'm a sinner, you know, forgive me, and then continue to pray. And we can ask God for anything at all. He is always there ready to listen. Doesn't mean He's always going to say yes to our prayers. We know He answers yes, no, and wait. Going back to my story, of course we prayed for healing for our sons. They were healed in the final realm because they're both with Jesus.
With
in
Jesus,
heaven.
With new bodies.
But
yeah.
Our prayer for healing here on earth didn't happen. So sometimes what we want just isn't what is in God's will. And we have to be willing to say, I don't understand it, God, but I'm going to continue to believe and share and love You because You love me. You love me so much that You sent Your Son Jesus to suffer and die in my place. And there's nothing more important than having that relationship with Jesus Christ. And it's only after we have that relationship with Christ that we can pray. But we still need to learn. Sometimes people think they know how to pray, but it's good to learn what God says about prayer and then to do it.
That's Kay Meyer giving us wisdom in regard to prayer. Some of it is, you may be well aware, folks, of what she's saying, and yet applying it may indeed be the real challenge. And if you weren't listening to her at the first portion of this recording, Kay and her husband have lost two adult sons. They were in their 30s, 40s, somewhere in there, Kay?
Yeah, Kevin was 40 and Jeff was 32.
Can you imagine, folks, 40 and 32, the parents outliving the children in this case, and yet this sweet-spirited dear lady, longtime friend, honoring Jesus, saying they're healed, but they're healed in the presence of Jesus. Kay, that's what a testimony. I'm sorry you had to go through that heartache to be able to make that.
Yeah.
You know, that's the final affirmation. If you're able to say, praise God for His goodness after what you've been through, well, that's a real testimony. Kay, I want to thank you. Let's mention, I don't think we did mention, that your background and your affiliation is largely Missouri Synod Lutheran, right?
Yes. I'm a member of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and Family Shield is a recognized service organization of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. That's one of the most conservative Lutheran synods, because there are some that are pretty liberal. So we like to say that. We're conservative, biblical, Bible-based, and conservative Christian, sharing God's message of salvation through Jesus Christ.
And thank you for that faithfulness, Kay. A quick word. I remember a few years ago it was discovered that once a major denomination begins to go leftward or liberal or disbelieving God and His Word, this kind of thing, there's only two denominations that have survived that. And one is the Missouri Synod Lutherans, your denominational group, and the other, Southern Baptist.
Is that right?
Right. And that's the only two we know of that went through trauma. But thank God that the Bible is still the authority and inerrant, and Jesus is the Son of God who died for our sins, rose again, and is coming back, and who allows us to serve Him by being faithful to that message. Kay Meyer, God bless you. FamilyShieldMinistries.com is the website. She's broadcast on AM 1320 on Saturday mornings at 10 and on 50 other stations. Find that on our website. Kay, thank you so very much, dear lady. Thanks for being a good friend all these years.
God bless you, Harold. Thanks a lot. God bless all the listeners as well.
The program is Encounter. This is Harold Hendrick.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.